Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettina, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My name is Dan Rettina, and I'm the founder of Dan's Papers, and my guest today is Dr. Sydney Bressler, who is a veterinarian who has opened an animal hospital in the Hamptons. This is something unique. I've had dogs all my life, and sometimes I've had to drive an hour and a half to get to an animal hospital when I need care for them. Where is it located exactly, Dr.?
It's called WAVE, Veterinary Emergency, and it's in Watermill, right? It's west of Scuttlehole Road.
How did you decide on the name of it?
So I've been a veterinarian in the Hamptons for 33 years now, doing house calls. I've had a house call practice in the Hamptons. And over all the years, I have heard over and over, and I did a lot of house call emergency, but everybody always says how they have to drive an hour to get to Riverhead. And it's very far if you have an emergency where your dog is having a crisis, not breathing or seizuring or bleeding. So I said, you know, nobody has ever really attempted to build this, so I'm going to do it. I called it WAVE for wellness and veterinary emergency, and also because we're, you know, at the ocean. But we also have Hampton's only 24-hour animal emergency hospital. We're staffed 24/7. We have 10 doctors. We have 35 staff members that rotate, you know, their schedules. And we also have a wellness center, which is like a premier location for animal wellness and longevity in the Hamptons, where we do a lot of other things besides emergencies, like, you know, underwater treadmill, physical therapy, acupuncture, laser, massage, emotional healing for dogs, and just bonding with humans and animals, and a lot of things that people don't really concentrate on that much with their dogs because we're also busy. So it's a way to recreate the human-animal bond and help our pets that have other problems in new ways that people don't traditionally do. And veterinarians don't traditionally recommend.
I presume there are different rooms in the facility.
Yes. So the first thing is that I really wanted to create the hospital that did not resemble a hospital. It was a very peaceful and serene environment for the animals because everybody knows that their dogs are nervous when you go to the vet, and all of the people are very worried because they're worried about their dog's problem or at hand or their lives, you know. So it's a very calming atmosphere when you first walk in. There's colors, everything's just very, like I would say, zen and, you know, very soothing. And we have a big ocean video with waves when you enter, and it's just very light and airy. And then as you go through the hospital, you will see the next thing is our wellness center, where also we have, you know, soothing music and we have things like sound baths playing. We make sure that the animals get massages when they first come in, like for 5 minutes. So we don't just grab them and start examining them really quickly. And there are comfortable rooms for exams. There's couches, comfortable blankets, and cozy, you know, accommodations for the animals. We don't have steel or metal cages. All the medical equipment is hidden in, you know, closets or drawers. So it does not look like an animal hospital at all. And then we have a big bonfire in the wellness center. It's not an actual fire. It's a video, but it's, you know, suited to the Hamptons because of everyone, you know, we thought of what you have when you're in the Hamptons, what everybody enjoys. Bonfires on the beach, the colors are blue and the floor is sand color, so it resembles the sand on the beach. And even the back, the treatment area, which everyone is more than welcome to come and see. And I also encourage, you know, depending on the issue at hand and the other animals or emergencies that are there, for people to always stay with their pets for a lot of the things that we do if there's not a crisis happening in the back, because I feel like animals are much more comfortable when you're with them the whole time. You know, there are certain exceptions, like radiology. You're not allowed to be in the room for x-ray because of radiology laws. But if we're doing the exam or taking a blood test, or, you know, they're more than welcome to stay while their animal's hospitalized, we can set them up to stay with them on the IV fluids and everything if the space allows it at that time. And this way the animals feel more comfortable. And I had a house call practice for many years. So the owners are always with the dogs when I'm looking at them or when I'm taking a blood test or giving them a vaccine or an injection. And it really makes them feel a lot better, both the clients and the pets. And our treatment area also does not resemble a hospital. The oxygen lines, we hid them all, the suction, all of the medical stuff, except for in the surgery room, which is to the side. Everything is not obvious.
Sounds beautiful.
Thank you. You have to come by. You have to
Yes.
stop by, Dan.
How did you learn that this was possible? I wouldn't have thought this up. I mean, it sounds like this is.
I'm very compassionate, and everyone who I hire has to be very compassionate. I tell everybody you have to think of this animal like it's your own, or even you. Over the years, I've tried to find out, people that have had kidney disease or, stomach cancer or a brain tumor or whatever. I've asked them, how do you feel? What's painful? What's uncomfortable? Are you nauseous? What do you feel? So I try to know on the best of my ability, what my patients are feeling. And I'm the kind of vet who uses the smallest needles for them. And, always tell my clients, if you come into the hospital, you'll hear me say, pet them, talk to them while we're doing a blood test, talk to them, like make them feel comfortable. And, even when they're in the hospital, we play the music. We have different light colors in the cage. We have these new cages that are glass cages, and they have their own heating and ventilation, each unit. For the cats, we'll put little tablets with aquarium with fish going by, and we have ways that the people can communicate and FaceTime their animals often during the day. And we are able also to watch the animals. There's cameras in the cages, like so we can see them close up at all times. Even if we're with another patient, we can, make sure we can see the patient close up in the oxygen cage. We can see their exact breathing, the color of their gums, the way that they're feeling. So it's very thought out of what the animals need. And the most important thing is to be very gentle and compassionate with them.
Where did you study and learn this?
I went to veterinary school in Prince Edward Island, Canada. I graduated in 1994. I've been a vet for 30 something years already. And then I did my internship and my residency at the Animal Medical Center in New York City. I did a lot of work with internal medicine and emergency because I just wanted to be the best doctor that I could be. And I wanted to be able to treat everything, or at least know if I didn't know something to turn to a specialist, because I did not want to do anything wrong for these animals. And I just wanted to do the best that I could. So I went on to do an internal medicine residency. And then I wasn't going to really be in a university setting, although I love teaching, because I really love teaching younger vets and just things that are important, But I started the Hamptons practice because I was coming to the Hamptons with friends on weekends. And I actually had worked here, worked in the Hamptons at East Hampton Veterinary Group in 1993 when I was still in veterinary school for the summer. That was my first job here. That was for one summer. And then later in life, I was coming out and visiting. It was in the early 2000s. One weekend I wasn't here, but a client called me and they said, my dog was just hit by a car. What do I do? And I said, I know the emergency hospital is all the way in. It's in Riverhead. It's at night. You should go there. And she said, okay. And of course, they ran in the car and started to drive there, and the dog did not make it. And I said, this is crazy. Animals don't have this ability. So I said, that's it. I'm going anyway on the weekends. I'm going to pack my car with whatever I can, oxygen, blood pressure machines, fluid machines, whatever I can, so I can at least, as house calls, stabilize the pet and then send it to a hospital if I had to, but at least I could save their life at the beginning. And I become very close with all of the veterinarians in the Hamptons over all the years. And I wanted to say, I remember at the very beginning, Dr. Turetsky gave me the key to his office so I could treat animals at night there. This was a long time ago. He gave me the alarm code. He didn't know me very well, but he trusted me to do this. And later, it turns out that he used to live across the street from my mother growing up in Brooklyn, which was interesting. But anyway, we have gotten very close since then. And because he let me do that, I was able to treat emergencies in the middle of the night, on the holidays, on the 4th of July. I would get calls from Montauk to Southampton, animals that were vomiting from barbecue, things that they ate, hurt by fireworks, a lot of pool accidents. And I would say, I'm going to come to you. Don't worry, I'll be there. But I was only one person. So I started to go from town to town the whole day. I remember I started at 9 in the morning in Montauk and ended up at like midnight in Southampton and saw 17 people along the way on the 4th of July. As you know, the traffic also. And over the years, I tried to have other vets work for me, but when it really came down to it, Not everybody wants to do emergency, especially in the beautiful summer when everybody wants to be at the beach and everybody wants to be at parties and events and everything that the beautiful Hamptons has to offer us. I don't know. I just knew that I wanted to be there when these animals needed someone the most and nobody else was there. So I was able to do that, and I have helped thousands of animals since 2003 out in the Hamptons. And then I just thought, I love doing the house calls because you see so much at someone's house and you can figure out a problem when you're in the environment that you may not know when they just come into the office. So I will always do house calls as well. However, I was thinking nobody ever opens an emergency hospital and it's so needed here. So I just said, I'm going to do it. So 4 years ago in 2021, I set out to start doing it. So I rented the building that used to be Ethan Allen Furniture in Watermill. And I said, I'm going to do this here. At first, I did a little trial. I wanted to just also give a shout out to Dr. Mark Davis because he helped me and he let me use his hospital in the evenings in 2021. Just to do like a trial, how it would go. And then I found out that a lot of people don't go to the vet on Friday and Saturday night in the Hamptons unless it's a real emergency because they're at parties and everything. But Dr. Davis also was kind enough to let me use his hospital for a little trial. And then we did that for that summer. And then since then, I've been working with the zoning board and the planning board and the septic system and the health department and everything. It took me 4 years and we're finally open. We opened in October and this is our first summer. We've already helped a lot of animals in the community since October. And I opened the business with a good friend of mine for over 30 years. His name is Dr. Jason Berg. He is a world-renowned veterinary internist and neurologist, and he has a 40,000 square foot hospital in Brewster, New York, and he has every kind of specialist there. And it's an amazing hospital. And he and I share the way that we practice and how compassionate we are and how we treat the animals and the clients. And we were the perfect fit to partner with Guardian Veterinary Hospital, veterinary specialists in Brewster to help us to create Wave. And we created Wave. And a good thing about that also, which is important for people to know, is that if they need to get into a specialist, we can get them in quicker than now. There's 3 month waits to see a neurologist or a cardiologist or a dermatologist or a dentist. We can get them in sooner. And we are also trying to have once a week specialists come to the Hamptons to Wave to see patients from all the veterinarians. If they have a patient that needs an ophthalmologist, they can come into Wave and get that. And in addition, I'm very passionate about educating the community and helping the community, helping the year-round people that are here working and living and working here year-round and contributing to the community. So I always try to help everybody. We have a community discount for people. We have a senior citizens, a rescue discount. We work with all the rescues. We work with the wildlife. I will never turn an animal away. You can see every animal and stabilize them and treat them and then send them to a specialist afterwards, but you can save their life. It's the same principle. So we work with everybody and we also get the veterinarians in the community together to have continuing education for them. They used to have to travel an hour to listen to lectures and get continuing education credits, but we're working on that too and just getting us all together. So it's been really great so far. Let me just tell you the other part, which is very important, but we have a whole wellness center, which I mentioned earlier, but we have an underwater treadmill. For older dogs, let's say they have arthritis or a dog that had orthopedic surgery and they need rehabilitation after or physical therapy, we can do that. We have acupuncture and laser massage. And we have just really an important thing is to connect with your dog and sound therapy. And most people, we're so busy these days. Everybody's working. Then they go to dinner or they go to an event. Then they come home and then they're scrolling on their phones, looking at Instagram, and now they're binge watching a TV show. And your dog is sitting next to you on the couch, pawing at you because you haven't really paid so much attention to him because you're busy with everything else. And they're telling us, we need you. So it's so important. And I try to educate the community, not just to pet your dogs and cats, but to touch them, massage them, look them in the eyes, and talk to them and be like, hi, we're here, we're home. And now is our time together, or in the morning, when you take them to the beach and everything. But a lot of people, unfortunately, forget that when they're busy, So I'm trying to instill that in people who don't do that and people who don't pay enough time, not purposely, they're busy, so they forget,
Is being a vet something that you've wanted to be from when you were a child?
Yes, when I was 3 years old, I had a gerbil. and she was sick. And I said to my father, something's wrong. So we took her to the vet, the local vet, who said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't treat gerbils. And I said, what? You're an animal doctor. How can you not treat a gerbil? It's an animal. And he said, I'm sorry, I don't. So I took her home, setting out to find another one. Unfortunately, she died. And from that point on, I said, I'm going to be a veterinarian and I'm going to treat every animal. I will never turn an animal away and try to help it. So that's what happened.
You usually don't mention people in the Zooms, but a person who just left the area and I think is greatly missed, and I wondered if you knew him, was Del Cullum.
Yes, I actually have never personally met him, but I know a lot about him. And he's still online giving suggestions. And I do reach out because I do take care of the wildlife, and I'm not an expert in wildlife at all or exotics, but we work with the turtle rescue, we work with the marine police, we work with the police, and I have seen him as a resource on Facebook. And if I have a question, I will definitely turn to him. And also in our hospital, we have, it's actually very interesting the way that veterinary medicine is progressing in modern times, but we have the ability to have a specialist consult online at any hour of the day or night. So we have critical care specialists, veterinary neurologists. A veterinary neurologist can do a neurological exam with me through glasses. So they can see what I'm seeing on the animal. And I can say, I think I see this. And they can say, I think it's maybe a little bit delayed, the response. I would suggest that you do this. So we have, and I encourage my staff to use these resources along with Dell and along with the exotics, and just so we can all treat the animals in the best way and, thinking of everything and covering every aspect of their medical condition and their care.
This is a wonderful thing that you're doing.
Thank you, Dan.
I've spent my life always had animals around, and I know the feeling and have had emergencies and every other thing. Dr. Zaretsky is one of the great vets out here.
He definitely is. We love him. He's an incredible person as well.
I think it's great that you're doing what you love.
Thank you. And I wanted to say thank you to you because I have been a part of Dan's papers for all of these years. I have advertised every year. I have had stories written about me since the first day that I came out here. And you have helped tremendously to get the word out about a lot of my services, and you have helped to save animals through that. So thank you.
Well, thank you for being here, and it's a pleasure to have you on the Zoom.
Thank you, Dan. Do you have pets right now?
I don't. I think I'm a dog guy, and I'm looking around to get another dog.
It's harder as you get a little older. It's easier when you're younger. And sometimes I tell some people that if they still love dogs, they can also foster sometimes for a weekend and then not have the responsibility all of the time because you never stop loving them, but it's a little bit difficult at some points in your life, especially when you've had dogs for so many years, So,
I'll tell
but
you one interesting thing. So I was just thinking about the first time I was a teenager out here. That's when I got here. We always had dogs and had gotten this about a 60-pound sheepdog and moved to East Hampton, leaving my parents' house out in Montauk where I grew up. And yeah, we were on Newtown Lane. Back then, nobody had leashes. It was you just let your dog go. And
right.
all of a sudden, he was gone. I was like, where did he go? And I was asking strangers, and we were in panic. And after a while, a man was in front of what's now Stop and Shop in East Hampton. This man was a butcher in there because that's how he was dressed. He came out, he said, your dog's been in the Stop and Shop for the last.
Eating some snacks. That
So
is funny.
a whole different way of being part of the community.
Yes, I'm actually glad that you mentioned that because it does lead us to another, just the thing where we try to educate everybody. Please always have them on a leash or cats in a carrier, especially if you come to wave because we're right on the highway. But also in general, there are so many people here. Unfortunately, people are texting and driving. You don't want them to get hit by a car. You also want to have a microchip for your dog so your dog, if lost, can be found and, easier by us scanning the microchips. And also be careful with things. Unfortunately, we see a lot of dogs come in all the time for eating things. And if anyone's listening to this, everyone loves the beach, but they can get something called sand impaction where they eat the sand when they're playing with it and people don't realize that. So that's something. And also, so unfortunately, we see a lot of ingestion of edibles and drugs these days. So be conscious of what your dog is picking up on the beach or at the park, or if you have guests over. There's another thing is when you have, a lot of homes now have the heavy doors, the sliding doors, and doors are very heavy sometimes. And always like look down and be aware of where your dog is because We want to avoid any accidents in the house. Also with electric cords that people come in and everyone's plugging in their iPads and their computers and their iPhones, and dogs, puppies especially, will chew the cords, the electric cords, and can get electrocuted. So, and even things like, there's a lot of things you can look up what's toxic to pets, but raisins and xylitol and grapes and things that you wouldn't think of, chocolate, everybody knows, but onions, just things that be careful that you're not letting the dog eat if someone drops it, or if there's, something like that from a party, and bones and shells, and there's and corn on the cob. Do not give a dog corn on the cob. You can give them corn, but not the cob, because it causes an obstruction. So certain plants are toxic. We work with gardeners out here. We work with the landscapers to try to have them not put toxic plants in the yards or toxic mushrooms. And, just rat poison, mouse poison, just all these little things that could be in the homes. Be really careful of, pay attention to what your dog is getting into. And the other thing is that if you have a Ring camera, if you go out, you can put it in the room with your dog. If your dog, let's say, could have a seizure, you want to watch what's happening when you're not there. You could always rewind and show us. So all of these things are very helpful when you think about when you're coming to the vet with a problem, or to prevent a lot of accidents.
Thank you for all that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I hope that everyone has a safe summer and we don't see a lot of you, but we're here if you need us. If you have a question, you can always call. We also do some emergency house calls if anyone needs. Come visit us. If anyone drives by, wave and they want to see it, just because it is really beautiful, please feel free to stop by. We'll give you a tour, and don't hesitate to call. We're here for you. The phone number, let me just give you the address. It's 1054 1054 Montauk Highway in Watermill. The phone number is 631-825-9283. And the website, you can look, you can see the gallery tour. It is wavehamptons.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. So nice to see you and talk to you.
Bye-bye.